Just close your eyes for a second and remember a feeling. You've had this feeling before, we all have. This feeling is one of starting over, starting fresh, starting anew. It's a feeling of birth, a new era, a new chapter. It's the first day of a new job. It's the minutes after you have a child. It's the time when you're on a date with someone and you realize, I think we're serious. This is happening. It's that moment when you decide, I'm going to go back to school. It's when you are lifted into a new place in your profession and you realize things have changed. I'm starting something. Something good and big. Can also be that feeling of, I've lost everything. I've lost it. I don't know if I'll ever get it back. I don't know if I'll ever be the same. And what I'm staring at is unknown. I'm starting over. Flow
Dreamy. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives. I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
That's right. Welcome, welcome. I'm so happy to be here with you. It's summer, and you are listening to episode number 648 of the Flow Dreaming podcast. We're talking today about starting over, these gorgeous feelings of birth and new beginnings. And like I said just a few seconds ago, those feelings can be exciting, just wet hot with urgency and passion and want. Or those feelings can be tentative and unsure and scared. And of course, first day on a new job is a great example. It can be a combination of both. Is this going to work? What will this mean? Am I in the right place? Am I on track? Am I aligned? Am I getting there? I want to talk about these feelings and remind you, especially if you have not experienced these feelings in a long, long time, they're still there. They're out there. They're accessible. And one of the first things we want to do is let go of the worry and the fear that we'll never encounter them again. So we're going to cover a lot of variety of what starting over feels like today. All of it, though, with the acknowledgement that there is always the opportunity. That never goes away. It is only our own minds, our own energy systems, our locked patterns of thinking and feeling that shut us off and cut us off from this ability to start again, our fear of starting again. Now, I want you to go back right now and think again, that one moment when you started something new and that new thing worked out and it was beautiful in your life. You were happy. And the first day, the first week, the month, the year that you tumbled into this thing, I bet you you had some expectations of it. Some secret, shiny little hopes, a little flame burning. But you didn't know. Nobody guaranteed you anything. No one said you will absolutely get this if you do this. You just went for it. You went for it because the place you had been before just no longer worked. It stopped working. Either you aged out of it, like graduating high school, or you grew out of it, like leaving a marriage. But here you are in the new space, a space that you wanted. And sometimes we say, no, I didn't want to start over a summer. No, what are you talking about? This is ridiculous. When we start over, there's always an element of want. There is always an element, if we really get down an acknowledgement, that wherever we just were is past, done. It's been experienced. It's finished. It's not aligned. Because that is how flow works. Things that are in alignment braid in or weave into your life because they're supposed to. That's how our futures are made. The things that are in alignment for you the rest of the day today are going to come about. It's probably in alignment that you will shut down your computer at 5 o'clock or drive home from work. It's probably in alignment that you'll have dinner. Probably in alignment that you'll go to bed tonight, get some sleep. These things are so given, so natural. We don't even think about the fact that they have to kind of happen. They have to, everything, lots of things have to come together for these things to actually happen. And we delve into it, it's kind of miraculous. So the next step, this starting over, is a place that had to happen. It is where you are going because something is behind you. And even if you try to reach back and cling to it, it's like trying to hold on to you're a speeding car and you're trying to hold on to, you know, the drive-through window of where, you know, the fast food joint where you just were. I mean, it doesn't work. You can't. It's behind you now. You got your food. Move on. So whether or not you've resolved the feelings of starting over is its own thing. But the fact is, here you are. And I want you, I urge you, and this is all based on flow philosophy, the flow method, flow dreaming. It's all based on this idea that when you start over, it is always good. Always good. If there's one thing you take from today, let it be that. Starting over is always good. It means that the things that you dropped, ended, lost, however it came about, are things that no longer align to you. Your life is cradling you, your flow, your guidance system, your higher self. We forget sometimes because we get wrapped up in our day and our life and all the, you know, crappy details of it sometimes. We forget that our life is on our side. And depending on how many crummy experiences you've had, that may be easy to believe or hard to believe. But the fact is, life is on your side. Your life is on your side. It would rather give you good things than crummy things. It would rather lead you into your future than lead you into your past. Because by default, you're being led into your future. By default, you're being led into your next steps. Right now, you are starting over. This very second, you're starting over from the moments before, even when you first turned on this episode. Do you see? So starting over is an extremely natural state. It's who you are. It's what we are. It's just when it seems bigger, like more things are starting over at once, we fall back and say, oh, and then we get scared because of change. Because of change. So this is why, take with you this one idea. Starting over is always good because it is always natural. It is intrinsic to you. It is how you grow. It is how you evolve. It is how you become more skilled. It is how you become more wise. It is how you accumulate life experience. It's all that. So the next idea is, well, how do you want this starting over thing to actually go? And again, this is where sometimes we kind of fall into a power leak, right? Because we say, well, starting over just goes how it goes. You know, my job is just to stand on the rolling log in the river. You know, that's all I can do. Well, I'd like you to think about it differently. Again, think about it from the standpoint of a flow practitioner. Starting over is something that is like a dance. It's, you've got a partner. It takes two. I mean, you can just dance alone, you know, but in this sense, your flow is your partner. Your life is your partner. Your future is your partner. The desires you have for what comes next is your partner. So when you're starting over, You put an imprint on it. You put a big fat thumbprint on it of what it looks and feels like. And some things will arrive for you, things that are aligned to you, things that you didn't even know to ask for, things that you weren't sure about, things you have no idea why they're here. But other things, the part where you're active, where you have agency, goes like this. And this, again, is core to flow and flow dreaming. By the way, if this is the first time you've listened to this show, you're like, what is up with this woman? Just going off on this long riff like I'm falling into the middle of a very long conversation? Yeah, you kind of are. Welcome. Flow dreaming is a whole world. It is a technique. It's a philosophy. It's a ton. So I invite you just drop into the middle of this conversation. You can always explore what flow dreaming is by scrolling through the archives and finding one of the flow dreaming introductory episodes. There's plenty. If you can't find one, go to my website, flowdreaming.com. And I have some introductory episodes posted there for you so you can kind of get yourself immersed in this a little bit more. So let me get back to what is flow thinking and how does it relate to starting over? Okay, this is your agency. That's where I left off. You're able to say, my thumbprint on the situation is this. To me, starting over is fresh. It's filled with opportunities. It's like walking into a garden that's on one of those, you know, it's not time release. I'm thinking of vitamin C, you know, where you take a bunch of video and you speed it up, you know, and you can see the little seeds sprouting up out of the ground and growing into these gorgeous plants. It's one of those things. You walk into starting over with a sense of, this goes beautifully well for me. I show up into this space with a sense of delight, of expectation, with an open heart, with trust, with curiosity. I show up into it with a knowing that I am guided, that I am held, that this is right. And knowing all of this, I will make great choices. I will listen. I will instinctually do the things that I should be doing without even having to second guess myself. This starting over is the next phase of my life, of myself. This starting over can mean this, 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 and this for me. And that's what you fill out in your mind. You can write it on paper, make it easy. Starting over means this, 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 and this. And what I want you to feel when you write out what it means, I want you to feel the feelings. Not, I get a new house. Starting over means I get to travel. Starting over means I no longer have to tolerate this terrible partner anymore. Starting over means, I mean, those are kind of good sometimes, I guess, but it's also kind of, you know, mundane. I want to know the feelings behind them. What is the new genre of starting over giving to you thematically? It's sort of like when you read a chapter of a novel. Stuff goes on, the mundane stuff. The character walks into a bar. The character orders a drink. The character talks to a stranger, you know, et cetera. But there's always a feeling to the chapter as well, a vibe. It's fast, or it's scary, or it's, oh, finally coming together. They finally kiss. It's a feeling. What is the feeling of your starting over? Not the scared feeling. Not the fear feeling. I know what those are. You know what those are. What is the feeling you want the starting over to give you? That is hitting the nail on the head. Demonstration here. Starting over for me is a feeling of rampant opportunity. It's a feeling of expanding again into the world, into my work, into my friendships, into deeper connection with myself, my creativity. Starting over means that the things that I've left behind, I leave with a sense of blessing and thankfulness and gratitude. It was like having a wonderful meal, a perfect dish. I tasted it, but I wouldn't want to eat it constantly. I wouldn't want to eat it again and again. No, I'm ready for dessert. I want that now. I'm eager for it. And I trust that it will bring me good things because I know that I am bringing myself into it. And what I am bringing in, the me that I've been making and creating, is damn fine. It's a good, good me. So bringing this brilliant being into this next step, I mean, it's got to work. I'm excited about this. My eyes are wide open. I want it. Ooh, see, those are feelings. And maybe they're not precisely yours. I was describing sort of how I interpret the sense of starting over. You'll notice, too, that I was very proud and felt very strong about the gift of myself and my faith in myself. I've done enough work in myself that starting over, I'm like, dang, I'm starting with some really good tools here. I invested in that tool. That's me. I'm a tool. Not really. That was a really funny pun. But I'm starting over with the investment in myself. Maybe you haven't made that investment in yourself. Maybe you are like, Summer, God, all I could do is just get by the last few years, let alone grow. Then start growing now. Start growing at any point. Start growing now. Or remember the ways you have grown. Remember who you are bringing in to this starting over. The stronger, the more faith and confidence and love you have for the being that you're bringing into this new fresh start, the easier it is for you to say, and I embrace all good things because I've leveled myself up to accept them, receive them, expect them. What we're talking about here is, yes, about starting over, but it's also about kind of like the whole world of personal growth in a way. I mean, everything I talk about is interconnected. You can't just do one kind of growth or focus on one tiny sliver of a subject without encompassing this whole backlog of the world of work and your goals and dreams and what you've made of yourself. So maybe your starting over is where you're starting over with a commitment to grow, to be someone new, to receive new things that you've never received before, to move to a level that you've never experienced, to go forward. My friends, this is an energy. And if you're in it, or if you want it, it is there for you. Now, you can start over in a very small way. You can start over in a huge way. For instance, I'm starting over with an exercise program. Yes, I took a big, long year off. And boy, do I regret it. But I'm starting over. And you know, in the beginning, this is where I talk about something, a concept I call child mind. In the beginning, I feel like I can't lift a 5-pound weight. I've lost my dexterity. I've got a pudgy tummy. I've got blah, 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 all this stuff, right? And I'm upset. Where did my expertise go? I used to be able to hold this yoga pose. Now I can't. And I remind myself, when you're starting over, you're not the expert. You go through a phase every time you start over where, yes, I bring myself to it in whatever shape or form I've built myself to be to this point, which hopefully is good. But then you go into child mind, which is, I'm learning. I'm not an expert. I don't know how to do this. I don't do it very well. I'm scrawling my handwriting across the page because I don't know how to write yet. I'm in a child state of being. And we return to that. There's always that element, that little taste of it in starting over. And actually, that's what upsets people oftentimes. Maybe you never thought about it before. You go from a place of being an expert, of knowing how to handle something, to a place of not knowing how to handle something. I knew how to handle my marriage for a long time. I do not know how to handle being single. It feels weird. It feels funny. Am I doing this right? Or vice versa. I handled being single for a long time. I was an expert. Now I know nothing about being married. I'm in child mind. And this is why I'm here. Because I've embarked on a new area of mastery. You see how what we're doing here really is framing all of your energy of starting over in this context of gaining a new kind of mastery. And that's what we're here for. That's what you want. You want to keep gaining new forms of mastery in your life. And if you're saying, yeah, but not if it's hard all the time, not if I'm always having to like struggle to do it, well, maybe the next form of mastery you want to attain is how to move through experiences with ease and light. Maybe you've never been able to do that before. Maybe you'd like to learn that. Would you like that? Let's start over and try that one. I hope I'm giving you all kinds of things to nibble on and chew on in your mind. So a little form of starting over can be my exercise program. A large form of starting over can be, I'm going to reinvent myself as an airline pilot. Well, that would be huge. I would go into child mind. But I would bring with me my ability to feel in flow, to put my thumbprint on the situation, my energetic thumbprint, if you will. I'm going to be a great pilot. If I decide that being a pilot doesn't actually suit me, I will tumble into something that I love even more. But I'm on the way. I'm on the path is set. I'm doing it. It's happening. And it's working out. It's working out well. I'm showing up for it. That's the energy. That's the energy. That is the energy of starting over. That is the energy of birth. Birth says, I've made something. I've made a shift. I've made a new thing. Where is it growing to? Oh my God, I don't know, but I did it. It's here. So I want to pull back now from this kind of description of the various aspects of what starting over looks, feels, and smells like. And let's talk about how do you introduce this feeling of starting over to your flow dreaming, to your practice. I hope you guys are practicing, right? Everybody's doing their practice. I don't care if you do 30 seconds a day. I would be stoked if you did 30 seconds a day. That means standing in the shower, waiting for the hot water, or not standing there. You're outside the shower. You're waiting for the hot water to heat up. And you close your eyes and you feel inside yourself the beautiful sense of flowing alignment. And you daydream. And you let yourself imagine whatever images come to you. And the feelings that come up in flow, alignment. My future is good. It's opening for me. I'm blessed. I'm guided. I'm aligned. I'm in that powerful space of ease and flowing forward movement. And in this state, I feel myself in this freshness, these new green grasses springing up from the earth, the spring rain drenching me, giving me everything I need. It's all here. I've chosen to be here. I want to be in this place of freshness and renewal and new growth and birth. It's time to add these feelings into my life, to grow something, to be like a plant that's budding and sending out those sweet orange blossoms to make that juicy new fruit later in the year. I want this in my life. Maybe I haven't seen it or felt it in a while, but I feel it now. And I'm grateful to be here. I love being here. I embrace being here. I feel happy and excited being here. I feel the freshness. I feel the birth. Oh, shower water's hot. I open my eyes. What I did just there was a minute. Just a minute. So easy. And that's what flow dreaming is. Flow dreaming is guided daydreaming and a flow state, as well as this deep emotion. I feel this. I want this. It's working out. Oh, this is great. I'm so happy to be here. Feelings, feelings, feelings. And it's that simple. It can sound difficult in the beginning, but the more you practice it, the easier it becomes. I have a whole library of flow dreams, by the way, that you can practice with to skill up into this and to really understand what this practice is like. It's not meditation, not creative visualization. It is a feeling state in an altered state, right? The flow state, which you slip into effortlessly through something you already know how to do, daydreaming. That's it. so easy. In fact, while I'm at it, there is a new playlist in my shop. It's called, what is it called? Unleashing Gorgeous New Directions. Unleash Gorgeous New Directions. 4 flow dreams in this playlist. Wild inspiration, more options, please, etc. Check it out. I made it to help you shift. I made it to make your fresh start, your rebirth, your new thing, your aching for something new and fresh and right to fall into your lap, to feel confident and good about the thing you're choosing. I made it for that. To just generate this energy of freshness and life and vibrancy in your life so that you can go in new directions in any way you want. So check that out. It's at flowdreaming.com. It's also on the Flow Dreaming app on your mobile device. Try that. You know, and that actually reminds me. I just gave you a sample of what flow dreaming was like. The flow dreams, of course, that I mentioned in the playlist, they're all beautifully produced with music underneath. You just listen to them and let yourself be guided and moved into this state. But if you don't get the playlist, stand in front of the shower. Do what I just told you to do. Flow dreaming is a practice that the more you do, the more powerful it becomes. Like the better you get at it. The more the universe listens, the more your higher self becomes aware that you really are talking to it. You really are expressing something that is quite important because you get better and better at the communication. Starting over. I hope I've been able to shift and transform your thinking around this or crack open a door. And maybe you didn't realize you wanted any kind of new beginnings. Maybe you didn't realize it till you listened and you thought, gosh, you're right. I have been going in circles for a while. Or you're right. I've been staring at the same set of things in front of me and not wanting to pick any of them because I don't like any of them. I need something new. I need something different than what I currently see. These are all aspects of renewal and rebirth and starting over and new beginnings. All of these feelings are normal. It's an indicator that you're there. You want it. You need it. You're ready. So spend a little time talking to your flow, talking to the universe today and acknowledging, hey, where do I need a new beginning? Hey, what have you wanted to give to me that I have been turning my head and not looking at, because I'm open now. I'm wanting to receive it. There is a new beginning. There is something fresh. There is a birth that is there for me. And I want it. And I'm excited about it. And I don't fear it. And if I do feel fear, I'm going to release that, acknowledge it, and move through it. Because I know the payoff and the bounty is going to be worth it 10 times over. And I'm going to trust that. I'm going to teach myself to trust that. Because why? Because if you're at all like me and everybody else in our flow dreaming community, you are dedicated to a path of continuous expansion and growth. You want to know things. You want to learn things. You want to edge up your skills continuously. You want to experience happiness and peaceful confidence on a daily basis. You want to take every area of your life that's not working and say, I transform you, I transform you, I transform you, like waving a magic wand. That is why. And one very important element that maybe you have forgotten about or haven't spoken to in a while is, hey, where's my new beginning? Where's that birth? I'm ready. I'm hungry. So, my darlings, I am going to leave you with this, and I'm urging you to follow up by checking out Unleash Gorgeous New Directions and or just reminding yourself, thinking, hey, maybe it is time to acknowledge and let that new thing arrive. Because believe me, it's there. Your flow, your life, your future always has new things set up for you. It's never empty. That is a fallacy. That is a lie in our heads. There's always something there. But we have to open the door. Open the door. See what's there. It's the perfect time to do it. Perfect world energies right now for doing it. All right. Love you all. And I'll see you next time for another episode of Flow Dreaming. Flow Dreaming is a universe. On the one hand, it's extraordinary. It's a technique that can change everything in your life. You can feel better, manifest your dreams, heal. It does it all. And to learn it, well, just go to flowdreaming.com and get my free kit that teaches you how. Look under free goodies, and you can also download the Flow Dreaming app, which has the kit right there for you. But Flow Dreaming keeps going. Once you fall in love with the technique, you might want to know how to use it better, how to think better, feel better, really change inside. That's why I have Flow On, a monthly membership where I teach people a new way of using flow in their lives every single month. Check it out. Finally, you might be perfectly ready for Me School. I know you've heard a lot about Me School, but maybe you haven't actually looked it up yet. It's my most effective program, a culmination of 20 years of teaching. It's been taken by hundreds of students over the last 7 years. And this is where you really light that fire that grows, and you make this a life worth living. You can find it all at flowdreaming.com, so go check it out and at least write yourself a note, even if you can't check it out this minute. And while you're at it, subscribe to the podcast.